tell us a secret about Steven Spielberg.
He eats babies. Whole babies.
How are we all doing? Hope everyone is doing well. We are back once again, looking into the madness of P. Diddy. But I want to just start a new series with you wonderful people. I want to go down another road. We've got quite a lot of headline shows where we're reading out what's been happening, the updates, and it's fantastic. What I'd like to do with this series is go into those who are connected with Diddy in Hollywood, connected with him in New York, put together a web of people, because Hollywood is a place where this has been happening for way, way too long. Diddy, those around him who are staying silent, those around him who are, do you know, it's very interesting how we have two versions of people around Diddy. We've got those who are horrified and speak out and seem to have almost like a normal standard of life. You know, they're maybe successful in their field, but they're certainly not superstars. Now, it seems to me that all those who are famous, almost those who have something serious to lose, are being very quiet. They're being very, very quiet indeed. And I would like to sort of do this series, okay, which, oh, hang on a second, I need to just change this. One moment, please. Like this. I want to delve into the backstory of Hollywood's atrocities, looking into Diddy, connecting some dots, and looking to see what the bigger picture is here. I firmly believe so many of the side reasons for what's going on. Is he an FBI informant? Are we going to see more celebrities being brought down? Is he being protected? Are the other celebrities being protected? How many other people are going to topple in this house of cards? And let me just jump into something here with everybody, because when we talk about the people who are saying nothing, okay, I don't know if Sean just went into this. I'm not going to be reading the headlines. I just think it's incredibly interesting that some of the biggest names in the music industry who have been around Diddy, who have been part of his music, part of his companies, part of his production, staying incredibly silent. Now, we often talk about this. We've talked about it, ironically, on The Royal Mess quite a lot, where, you know, people stay quiet. They don't want to comment on things that are happening. But when it's a case like this, you have to think the people who are sitting silently are absolutely terrified. Absolutely terrified of what's going to come out. Absolutely terrified of what could potentially be hidden by Diddy and could come out at a later date. Now, give me one second. I'm going to just test, because I'm on the show this evening myself. For those of you who have known me for a while, like, I do like to try and have a little bit of background music. So can you guys let me know if you can hear that and if it's coming through okay? It really does help me focus. Now, the theories, the realities, the conspiracies that come out about, you know, Hollywood megastars like Diddy, always seem to tie back to people who have been outing Diddy for years. And it's incredible when you start peeling away the layers of this. Cat Williams, Jaguar Wright, his ex-wives and girlfriends, ex-band members, everyone around him that has spoken out seems to either be dead or was silenced up until this point, not taken seriously. And we need to just touch on Hollywood's inability to clamp down on children, teenagers, young kids, whoever. They are still children. Bieber, Usher. But just for a moment, I just want to paint a scene with everybody, okay? Because Have you ever wondered why there's a cocktail, a non-alcoholic cocktail called a Shirley Temple? Has anybody wondered that? Because I wondered that. But when you have a small child hanging around in places that serve alcohol, have a lot of predatory individuals in the movie scene around you, you're going to need a drink with no alcohol, right? Hence the birth of the Shirley Temple. Shirley Temple is one of many, many individuals who have been absolutely tormented, abused, used as a facilitation tool for Hollywood's lust for these child and music stars. We've seen some of this come to light with Epstein. But when we start talking about PDF files, there's subcategories and there's actually terminology. The traditional PDF file refers to younger children, but there's those who lust over young teens, and there's separate terminology for this. And I think a lot of people feel in this high society that they're doing nothing wrong because this is a young teen, right? The Biebers, the, hang on. Okay, right, nice one. Yeah, apparently my music is not working properly, so I do apologize. I will figure this out at some point. It really helps me flow. Now, Shirley Temple, okay, went through absolute horrific atrocities and SA. It was horrific. And everyone knew about it. And it continues to this day. Drew Barrymore is another one. And what I'd like to do is in this series, focus on this Diddy case, link individuals to this, but then also go into different areas where Hollywood has simply just shown itself to repeat history over and over. Because surely at this stage, we are going to see individuals who need to be in Diddy's place with him. And Sean done a great job of going over a lot of the white party members who are being outed. And it's incredible how many of them are just saying quiet. Now, we're going to get on to the non-Diddy side of this at the end of the show. But if you've seen my live stream the other night, we touched on Beyonce, all right? Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, did you know, everyone, that the symbol, this one, that Beyonce made during her Super Bowl announcement, right, is actually the hand-shaped signal for her husband's business? It's not Illuminati, guys. It's not Illuminati. It just so happens that for a symbol that's been used for years to mean something very much different than your husband's business across the internet is now your husband's business symbol. Now, P. Diddy, Jay-Z, Beyonce, they have a long history together, and the theories behind Beyonce and Jay-Z run deep. But these individuals, again, are saying nothing. And Instagram has started to come for Beyonce because they want statements. People want, it was the same when the election, people want the people they look up for, right? To make statements. They want to hear where you stand in all of this. And for me, when it's something as hardcore as this, I believe people are saying nothing because they're too afraid of being called out later by what may come out. And the list just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. One moment, please. We listened to Odie's interview, and he talked about a black society, secret society. And I think that is something I want to explore because we see quite a lot of influential black artists, black actors, all of this. What does anybody else see Will Smith slapping the comedian on stage at the Oscars in a bit of a different light now. Because, disclaimer banner, Ron. Okay, what do you mean disclaimer banner? Let me just see. I don't know if I'm saying anything outrageous, to be honest. It's on now, Ron. Okay. All right. Yeah, I mean, all of this that we're discussing here, obviously, is allegedly everyone's innocent until proven guilty. These are theories. But patterns of information are what stand out when we discuss theories. I often say I take away the physical and the human connection with data and human actions in order to look at data points and look at patterns and see where patterns that are conducted by individuals who turn out to be innocent and patterns that of individuals who turn out to be guilty and see who's repeating them. Because a lot of the time, more than one of these Hollywood individuals is with the same lawyer or the same PR firm or whatever. And once we start whittling down the data, we can start refining who they're all working, you know, who, what people those are, the representatives of these people that have the ability to suppress. And that's where I want to go with all this. So I hope you're willing to stick this out with me over the next few weeks, because Saturdays are something I don't usually do. But I would like to do a show where we're deep diving into more than just the headlines and start putting together a bit of a complex list of names and all the rest of it, because there's so much more to this than any of us know yet. And I'm telling you, my radar is hardcore, looking for those who are standing out from a data point of view. What do you guys think? Who do you think, okay, from everybody who has been named, maybe some of you know, some of you don't, who is standing out for you all right now in the Diddy case from the parties or connections? Who do you think is going to be brought up to testify? Because I think that's what Bieber is terrified of. I think Bieber is so afraid of people. I think Bieber is so afraid of his wife not seeing him as a perfect husband. There was something he said in an interview where he says he lives his days now just wanting to be perfect for her. And I think he's so happy for his new chapter with his wife and his daughter that he's so afraid of that being ruined by predatory and horrific potential allegedly moments from his past. Kevin Hart. Okay, yes, I totally agree with Kevin Hart as well. Usher, I think, is one that has to be without saying, right? We have to get Jay-Z and Usher without saying, surely. Kevin Hart's a good one. Because when we look at the possibility of the Illuminati, and I want to, because we have a testimony from, Odie, and if we understand his connection with P. Diddy, it's a pretty insane interview. Yes, 100% trauma response, 100%. And you got to maybe just, we've got to maybe remember how many people this may affect. And for example, if we have a sedated Hollywood actor who has been pumped full of those blue heart pills that make men, you know what I'm saying, and is unconscious, and then an underage, sex worker has been brought in to do things while they're unconscious, and they film it, and they're told, oh, do you not remember what you did with that underage girl last night? You're going to believe, like, the nightmare that is that you did do something. Whereas there's so many ways for these situations to be created. And I'm not saying that applies to everyone, but it surely is a possibility for the unbreakable, if you will. It doesn't really justify if you see a bunch of stuff and don't report it. But we also have to assume that tactics and tactile ways can be applied to Diddy's methods. We can assume that, oh, okay, I know that he's not into this, so I'm going to, lure him back in a way that's less overwhelming. And then apply the sedation theories at will. Now, I'm not saying everyone's innocent. I'm not saying that. But we have to just look at this from so many different angles, because I can't believe, I would not expect Justin Bieber, right, to have done a certain level of something. Could I imagine that a young boy could be intoxicated and then abused and filmed and then the whole thing sold to him in a different way? Of course. Of course. There's so many just disgust. Oh, Demi Moore, that's a banger. Her husband as well. Old, yes, that guy, that one there. Yeah. Okay, I think, do you know what? I think we're going to look at Ashton Kutcher and who else? Paris Hilton. Those are two I want to cover. We'll look at them tomorrow evening, because I feel there was somebody, it was, and I can't remember who I'm quoting, but they said during an interview, you know, when they're at these white parties, all these white celebrities, you know, if we want them to keep their mouth shut, you know, they've never been hit in the face from a black guy before, and they shut up and they keep their mouth shut. And it was an interesting one, because again, it's a new form of control. It's almost like the race is being used. And when we talk about the secret black club that was mentioned in Odie's interview, it would make sense that they've got a system of silencing individuals. Yeah, we'll get to Leonardo. We'll definitely Chrissy Teigen. Do you know I've got a folder on Chrissy Teigen already? I honestly feel like, do you remember those tweets that Chrissy Teigen put out? They reeked of humiliation ritual. Absolutely reeked of it. Russell Brand is an interesting one, because I feel like Russell Brand was going to marry, was it Katy Perry? And went to America, seen a bunch of stuff, and said to Katy Perry he was going out to get some milk, and ran all the way back here and was offered entry into the club and said no. And he needed a career that was as public as possible. And that's what he's, that's what he does now. But they've tried to take him down multiple times. It's crazy. It really, really is. But listen, at this point, we're almost 20 minutes in. Can you guys like and share? Push this out for me, because there's a lot of ground to cover over the next few weeks. And we're going to just jump into some parts of it now. Just bear with me, because I've got a lot of tabs open. Okay, so for those of you who've been watching me for years, you'll have heard me talk about symbology. I want to quickly do 5 minutes on predator symbols that were released by the FBI that are officially identified as being symbols that are being used by predatory groups and are used openly for them to identify other horrible, horrible PDFs. And we've got this triangle down here. Okay, this is very important, parents. Please pay attention. This triangle here, this logo. Does anyone know what the Walls ice cream logo looks like and who ice cream is aimed at? Just keep that in mind. But this triangle here. So for those who are maybe on the fence about, oh no, Hollywood, this is all a conspiracy. Hollywood wouldn't be putting things out there, or these secret societies wouldn't be rubbing things in our face. This is all crazy. Well, this symbol for boy lover, this triangle, has been featured multiple times in kids' animations and cartoons. This is a Disney, okay? This is Elena of Avatar. And this symbol is all over these kids. Now, if you've got little kids who are passively looking at happy cartoons and have happy memories attached with it, and then you take them to a place that's covered in similar symbology, that creates a self, almost like a sense of recognition, almost safety. Oh, you know, it's okay. I've got this. This reminds me of happy memories. And I'm not saying that's what it is, but certainly if we're looking at kids who are maybe in Hollywood and are being abused and returned to their normal life, not transporting victims or anything like that. This really applies, and this is everywhere. It's disgusting, and it is shocking, and you just you don't believe how far it goes. These symbols were appearing on other children's toys and on LOL dolls and all this stuff. And there's no, for a company like Disney, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for why these symbols are on there. And it's very important that parents understand that this is a real thing. This is all backed up by the FBI. And you just need to know about it. So just bear with me 1 second, everybody. I need to go and open this side door because it is, the computer beside me is roasting. But I wanna sort of dive back into Diddy. But I want to hear if you guys think he is going, if he was ever working with the FBI and that's how he's had this reign of terror. Because, like, that is one of those theories that kind of puts everything in place for me. Because if he has been an informant and got out of line, he should then technically have a better chance of getting to court. Let me know what you guys think. I'll be back in literally 1 minute.
You'll probably still hear me. Whoop.
But these symbols, like I say, these are the real deal. All right, 1 moment. So the sad thing is so many people spoke up about Diddy ahead of time. So many people were told they were crazy, they lost their jobs. And you've got to understand, when we get to a level like Diddy is in the music industry, he will blacklist you instantly. You know, if you don't think that people have the power to blacklist you, later on in this episode, we're going to touch on a case that involves a major Hollywood player and how somebody who spoke out about them was dealt with. It's so important that when we talk about PDF files, we talk about these alleged secret societies and the Illuminati, that we unify ourselves, okay? Because hundreds and hundreds and thousands of voices are harder to take down than just one. Still don't know what those symbols mean, though. Well, the one I just spoke about, that is the symbol for PDF files who are all about young boys. All right, it's the boy lover symbol, but it is often commonly referred to as the one of the main PDF symbols to identify other PDFs. And this is from the FBI. And the reason I'm saying this is because it sounds so over the top. It sounds so ridiculous. What are you talking about, Ron? Disney triangle PDF file. I mean, it sounds ridiculous, but it's all true. It's all true. Now, there's loads of this popping up, conspiracy theories, all these things. Now, one interesting way of looking at lists of theories that get published by the mainstream is for the capability of truths to be touched on with a sprinkle of what could be, if you see what I'm saying. And again, we have to go with the mindset that these individuals, these monsters, like to put things out in our face for us to see. Okay, 1 second. See, this is the thing for me. Okay, he's recorded everything. You know, he's definitely got some stuff backed up. Several of the accusers and the criminal indictment allege that Diddy videotaped SA and the performances with the sex workers. The accuser this week alleges that the tapes made of her sexual assault were sold. And this is when we look at someone's mindset of selling that kind of stuff just to be a horrible, horrible human being. We have to then assume that he's got the ability to sing like a goddamn canary if this goes to court. No, see, this is the thing. Don't get that mindset. If you want to get real deep, okay? These monsters, these powers that be, outside of Hollywood, the big, real, scary ones that are nameless, they want you terrified, sitting inside and consuming. They want us separated with different labels and woke this and woke that to keep us apart. They don't want us united. And there is more good in this world than there is bad. You just don't hear about it. And that's the sad thing. But you guys are all here trying to get answers and trying to expand from the headlines. So the conspiracy theories always have a little look through them, because we're going to start seeing truths that are going to be discovered later on. And it'll be interesting to see who was covering those truths that come out in said lists, if that makes sense. Okay. I've actually got two episodes of an old podcast I'm putting up called Parental Guidance. I just need to go through and edit some bits. And it's PDF file terminology used by these societies and the symbols. So when that goes live, you'll be able to watch that full thing. But what happens when people get too close? Okay. What happens when the cards start to fall? Because surely the powers that be have got more sway within the FBI. If someone like, you know, Diddy was working with them, if he was an informant, or if he was being used to gather intelligence or blackmail material, shall we say. But what happens when someone gets too close to the truth? What happens when people overstep the truths? Because we hear a lot of people exposing celebrities and Diddy, but for me, you have to watch the way that they talk. When we looked at the Usher interview, his micro gulps and his little body language told more than what he was saying. But when people put too much out too fast, that is 100% the reality, there seems to be this incredible speed in which they're discredited, or they have an accident, or they, you know, die of food poisoning. And this just isn't with the PDF files. This is across the board with anything that is a secret, okay? And it's quite scary when we look at the data points and we're like, okay, well, this person's tried to out, you know, this, what's going on in Hollywood, and now they've been found, you know, dead by their own hands. Someone is trying to expose, say, you know, UFO technology, and the same thing happens to them. And we see all these conspiracy patterns. When someone gets too close to something, something tends to happen. Charlotte, absolutely fantastic, fantastic reference. 100%. Jill Dando, 100%. Knew too much. And you know what? When they called the paramedics for Jill Dando, think of any time you've called for an ambulance or you've seen an ambulance arrive at a major incident. There's usually maybe one, two, three ambulances at most for a massive incident. There was something like 50 or 60 medical response individuals trampling around over everything that could have possibly been evidence. And that is nothing other than by design, because that never happens. You never get that level of a response. And there were so many theories put out there about Dando. The mafia, right? A crazy man with mental health issues, which tends to be the standard way that these individuals go in the UK. And it's a pattern that John and I have discussed in the first series of Crime Theory. So if you want to know more about the Jill Dando case, if you want to know more about the cases that John and I have been following, check out season one of Crime Theory. Now, there's one case that happened in Hollywood a few years ago, very famous case, concerning this individual on the screen right now. If you know the story of this man, or you've heard what is meant to be the story of this man, put a one in the side chat. If you don't, put a two in the side chat. Because this is exactly the point I'm trying to make. This individual spoke out, got too close to something, and then for no reason whatsoever decided to just pop himself off a bridge. He had some very suspicious social media posts where it looked very much like, you know, man under duress reading script. When you see someone go from this Hollywood person is doing this, doing this, doing this, expose, expose, to the very next day going, I wasn't thinking, I take it back, all this stuff. Now, Isaac, I can tell you right now, seen something in the way that people who attended those white parties seen something. And it affected him for so long before he had to speak out about it. And it's testament to the kind of man he was. Because even if it wasn't the very next day, he could not live with what he knew. And he went up against some of the biggest heavyweights in Hollywood. Isn't it very interesting, right, that the word anonymous, Anon, QAnon, and Q, after Cappy passed over, all of this became almost like a terrorist movement. It was almost like we have to discredit everything to do with those terms instantly. And Isaac Cappy, he was smart. And he knew that they were going to come for him. And he created something called a dead man switch. And the dead man switch that was released after Cappy's death was a short video, okay? A short video that was clearly evidence of what he had seen. And it was, here's a still image from it. Hang on a second. Here's a still image from it. So it's a short video of what looks like a bathhouse, okay? The creepiest sort of environment you can imagine, with little girls in little outfits pouring water into jugs and filling them. It is literally the thing of nightmares. Now, this was released after Cappy's death. And instantly, all of the groups associated with releasing it were declared as crazy, were declared as terrorist groups. People were getting their, you know, YouTubes, their Twitters, their YouTubes, everything deleted. When does that ever happen and doesn't raise suspicion? So if we assume that some of these people that did these parties had seen something, you know, in the same way we say Epstein, you know they're worried about being capped. And it's so, so sad, because you could see this whole thing playing out in a way we'd never seen before. So these are the realities when you get too close. These are the realities when you come forward. So you have to assume that there is a level of fear throughout every individual, you know, guilty by association, being in places that they shouldn't have been. Maybe they heard some things. Maybe it was such an open secret that they should have known better. But Diddy was affected. You could make a freaking Netflix series called The King of New York about P. Diddy. He literally has it tattooed on himself. He was completely connected with the mayor of New York, who is another black man. And we refer back again to this sect within a sect. It's an interesting theory, because so many people around Diddy that were massive and successful, not all of them, but some, could have been members of those clubs. Suge Knight, you heard Sean talking about Suge Knight. And you know this goes back to the very beginning. The amount of charges that Diddy went through in court cases when he was with J-Lo, when those shots were fired. Well, here's, yeah, okay, that's a great one. We'll get on to that. So, yeah, the amount of stuff that went on when he was with J-Lo, you know, J-Lo, Bieber, Usher, all these people are going to have to take the stand as alleged key witnesses to crimes. I mean, they have to be, right? Put one in the side chat. If you agree with me that these people have to be brought up as alleged witnesses to crimes, trafficking, all that stuff. Because I can't think of any other outcome. And I think that is what has broken Bieber the most. I think Bieber knows that when he's called up, one of two things is going to happen. He's going to be called up, he's going to be made to tell the truth, and he's not going to know how much of the truth everyone knows within the court case. If he lies and then they bring out video evidence, or he says nothing because Diddy's people get to him and say, hey, listen, we'll just pop this out here with no context. Because when they come for you, these elites, they keep people within their world, musicians, actors, so that they can destroy you. They can take everything from you. And I just think I'm really worried that Bieber would rather leave a note and do something crazy. Because when you see him, when you've seen his messages and his Instagrams where he's crying, and this love he has for his wife, I'm not sure if he can deal with the thought of her seeing him in a different light. And that doesn't make any sense because we all know he's a victim. But this is survivor mindsets and trauma mindsets, and it's completely understandable. It's almost like when you hear of teenagers who are extorted over the internet and, you know, are too embarrassed to say, you know, they did this or sent this, and they take things into their own hands. And it's horrible because if you haven't been through something like that, you can't really understand why. Because you hear a lot of people saying, oh, well, why did they come forward? They're adults now. Why did they come forward? There's a huge percentage of people that will never understand, ever, and will continue to ask that. But it is, and again, it's even more prevalent when we talk about cases where celebrities die and then it all comes out about them because they finally have the power of fearlessness. The demon is gone. Do you see what I mean? And I know for a lot of people, that's a hard one to swallow. They can't really get their head around it. But it's so true, the fear and the impact that monsters have on people. Okay, so we're going to have a little discussion now about Hollywood, because there's a man called Crispin Glover. Many of you will know his work. He was the dad right here in Back to the Future. And on the run-up to Back to the Future, he had a great career. A great career. Hang on a second. I don't think he has. Like, I'm pretty sure he's invincible. Let me just check Twitter. I mean, obviously he's not, right? But just on the off chance he is. Let's have a look. Yeah, I'm not buying it. So, Crispin was working on a lot of Spielberg films. He's seen a lot of individuals who worked with Spielberg, who were young, who were stunt doubles, who were extras. And it's awfully strange that we're going to be clever, more clever than this. It's awfully strange that in some circumstances, certain directors have that same power of guardianship that Puff Daddy had. And And he wrote a big essay, all right, all about a certain director, calling him out for what happened to certain children during certain films. And this certain director doesn't have social media in the way that most people who want to talk about their work, they want to put out what they've done. They want to be proud. Hey, simply from a marketing point of view, it makes sense for celebrities to have social media to push and shill their wares, their music, their movies, whatever. Now, when Crispin wrote his essay about Spielberg, it's very well known, and I'm just bringing something up here. It's a lot of it has been deleted from the internet. Here's what it's about. Now, Crispin, when he published that, was instantly blacklisted. He was removed from the A-list standard of Hollywood. He struggled for a long time. It's only recently that he's fully bounced back from it all. And he's had some interesting takes, like a lot of people have from Hollywood, whether it's on his own social media or during interviews. But the reality of where Crispin is now, and the last time I had an update from somebody who's very close to Crispin, was right after the lockdown time. And I've sent messages out to my contact, and as crazy as it sounds, there's something big that needs to happen with Hollywood. And I believe that with all of the new eyes that have been brought to the Diddy case, we need to educate further. We need to push this message out, because this is just going to get swept under the carpet again. This is just going to be another case of, oh, crazy conspiracy theorists on the internet. You know, when have people ever let something slide, or, you know, put the welfare of a child actress or film star music star to the side for horrendous, horrendous acts to take place? Look at Disney. Look at Nickelodeon. Look at all of these kings of child entertainment. Look at everything that happened and was found in Disney films. Subtle references to adult things multiple times. We'll be covering it at some point. Do not worry. But when people have a voice that gets too loud, nowadays it's the internet. If you've got too many followers and you do not fall in line, you're done. And I'm going to use one individual as an example of a voice getting too loud and going against the grain. It's Andrew Tate. Now, whether you like Andrew Tate or not, some of the things that he said politically are what got his ass shut down. Because one voice can be taken away. And we need to unite. We need to be talking about this. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, you should see the ability to clip live streams and things like this and take little parts out. All of you, try and push this message out in a short on your channel. Link the Sean Atwood channel, and let's every week delve deeper into the Hollywood atrocities that are happening now, are happening back then, to try and limit it happening in the future. And again, it doesn't matter what you think about Andrew Tate. When you get to your voice, is if you've got enough of a voice to sway a vote, you're done. If you've got a voice that unites people like Lenin and is putting people into a state of free thinking and uniting people, that can't happen. It can't happen. The minute we all start getting together and questioning things and pushing out our own views and our own thoughts, we all start waking up to this madness that is the system. And I keep saying over and over and over again, The whole system has been put in place so that we will never, ever be able to do this. We have outpopulated the ability to come to a conclusion collectively over anything. Okay? Imagine, here's an example. Imagine everyone in your street had to get together to decide a new color for the lines in the road. How long would it take? And then your street has to agree with the next street until the whole city is populated. And that's just the lines on the road. So religion, like social views, orientation, all of this stuff, who gives a rat's ass, right? Push it all to the side and unite until all this is dealt with, until we get some serious reduction in the amount of cards that are in this house of cards in Hollywood. Because those who speak out and those who aren't united have repeatedly been taken down, whether it is their channels or social media, their careers or their lives. And I think a lot of it comes down to your impact. Cappy made a massive impact. You know, a massive impact. His message was heard. His message was heard. And potentially that's what brought him to his demise. So don't ever be scared of searching for the truth. Don't ever think that hate's going to win or evil's going to win. It's not. It's not. But we need to unite. You need to tell a friend. You need to tell a friend at work. You need to start bringing people into this little community and this collective, whether you're a side chat community member, whether you're a fully integrated member of the Discord. Just be here and spread the word. And we need to start broadening the audience to new ears. If you know somebody who's on the fence about all this, who can't believe that people are like that, I know people like that. Don't write them off. I know how frustrating it is when you sit there with someone and you're spitting facts and they're like, oh, no. Yes, but you know, the mainstream news, that's the reality or whatever. And they start pushing back. Don't write them off. Say to them, give us a chance to show you an alternative based off of repeating patterns and data, testimonies. Because I'm telling you now, the day will come where a major mistake will happen. And if we are all ready and we can unite our voices, we can push back in ways that, you know, we may never have been able to do before. So I just want to give yourselves all a big pat on the back, right? For being one of those people. But don't fear the people we're talking about. Ironically, Hollywood, the music industry, all of them, the TV industry, TV shows, Netflix, they depend on all of you. Okay? All of you. In some weird metaphorical, we're changing the world collective moment. There's no man at the end of the street with a tank. There's no bombs dropping from the sky. We defeat our enemy by unplugging a television. And we defeat our enemy by cutting off all of them to your world. Sounds extreme, right? But just imagine if we treated this epidemic of child abuse, trafficking, all of this stuff with the same seriousness we did with the lockdown in unity. Completely far-fetched, won't happen, but it's one of those thoughts that if we can get enough people, maybe one day it would be achievable. Because kids will continue to go missing. If you don't think you're not witnessing the greatest legal transportation of people and children around the world with this immigrant, global illegal immigrant situation, you're crazy. You know, the amount of kids that go missing, and we want to focus on one version of a story, and the monsters who make these individuals parts of their groups. They want to control everything because they are the untouchable. But again, one day we wouldn't be able to beat maybe like the electricity providers, okay? You know, the evil electricity providers and gas providers, they'll probably still be there. But simply just not contributing to the society that we're pushing back against is one thing you can do. I went off on a bit of a rant this evening. Like, I really want everyone to understand that this Diddy situation, there's so much more to it. And yeah. When that movie came out, what the hell was it called? You know the one I'm talking about. The American dude goes overseas, rescues all the kids. That guy had been doing that for years. And when that movie came out, they were so fast to try and discredit everything he did. But for years beforehand, before that movie, he told his story, a documentary, Sound of Freedom, thank you. It wasn't until that movie came out and people started pushing the fact that this has gotten more than just what is being said in it, that he was discredited. And he's going down a different road with his new movie. It's all about child trafficking for slavery and work, making them work in factories and things. And if you go on a little Google and you look up how many slave traders have been jailed, how many modern slave traders have been jailed, and how many active slaves there are in the world that people, you know, charities have guesstimated, it's sickening that this is not a bigger priority for people, because trafficking covers so many different levels. The horrific stuff we talk about a lot, but the more simplistic thing, you know, a 22-year-old girl from the Gambia who was promised a job and now is in a flat with 20 other people and has to work as a cleaner for 12 hours a day. It's not as exciting for headlines, right? But this is a multi-billion dollar operation from a low-level criminal organization point of view compared to Diddy and his elitist friends. And the story, it's so massive. We all know it. It's hard to even focus on how the Sound of Freedom impacted everybody and woke some people up. But the sad thing is, when these people start to get discredited, people almost start to feel embarrassed from the normal world, right? From the non-truth seeker world. Oh, I've just seen that he's not a good man. I can't talk about him now because I'm too embarrassed in case my friends know that he's not a good person now. Do you see what I mean? It's such a simple mindset. But it sounds so silly when you say it out loud. Oh, who would be like that? A lot of people. Okay? A lot of people that make up the main portion of people that skim the surface for news in a society designed to keep them distracted and focused and terrified and consuming. You know, I love Amazon, okay? But it's going to be the downfall of mostly everything to do with small stores and all the rest of it. We are turning a corner. People are wanting a more personal experience when it comes to things that are important to them from a consumer point of view. But the world is getting to the point where they are going to offer you such convenience, you're going to roll over and take it. Does anyone remember when the iPhone came out and the first iPod Touch came out? Like, there was no major apps or anything like that. And a lot of people just didn't get it. And they were like, oh, I'll never be into that. And look where it's taken us to now. It's overwhelming control through convenience. And if you told, you know, people that had just finished World War II and went through spy operations back then that by the end of the century, people would be paying good money to walk around with a tracking device, a microphone, and an HD camera that knows their location at all times, they would have been like, don't be crazy. But they're too convenient, right? Like, do you know how crap I am at getting around places, knowing which way's north or west, or trying to remember a route or a path. I used to be that guy that got lost in places all the time, especially foreign places. Not Edinburgh, I can navigate by the hills, but I've never got lost in years. Just pull out my phone, boom, it knows exactly where I am. It's listening to us right now, but it's so convenient, right? So convenient. But it's not that easy. It's not that easy. Look at the control that these little devices have over us. And I know this is like such a just the most boring point ever, but I need to just show you how quickly we've broken down and accepted what's been put in front of us simply based off of convenience. And they're going to keep doing these things that give us what we appear to have is more freedom in the world and more connection, but really connection from a system they control when you're inside communicating digitally is a connection that can be taken away very quickly, can be restricted quickly. What if 30 years from now, you know, we get into a situation where what is the point in the real world? What if you can go and do your mandatory 10 hours work, go home, plug yourself into the virtual reality, which is the new world for you? Advertising, hitting you in the face, all the rest of it. A lot of you would say, that is crazy. Take away the virtual reality and then tell me that it's not just the next step from the phone in your hand, your social media. Interacting and socializing with your friends in a way that you never did before. Pay attention to what technology is rushed out and given to us under the guise of improving our life and our connection as human beings. My God, what? Ron just went off on a rant, is what he just did. So, what do you guys think in the side chat? What do you guys think about the possibility of Hollywood ever being truly outed? And would you like to hear an odd story about Indiana Jones? If you'd like to hear an odd story about Hollywood, one of the greatest characters ever created by Hollywood, Indiana Jones, the creator, of course, was Stevie. We'll just leave it at that. But as we sort of wind down, we'll go maybe in our 15 minutes. And then all you Mr. Shot Atwood fans, he has got a banger. He's diving into who was Diddy's Ghislaine Maxwell. Now, what's super interesting is when Indiana Jones, the first one, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Does anyone remember Raiders of the Lost Ark, first of all? One in the side chat, if you know Raiders of the Lost Ark. In that movie, Indiana Jones meets a woman from his past in a bar, has a drinking competition with her, and she's quite a prolific character. Now, in the movie, they had to make some editorial changes, making her character more palatable, because her character had an affair or was, you know, sexually involved with Indiana Jones when she was 15. And that is what is stated in the novel when it was brought out as a book. And there seems to be a lot of interesting PDF file happenings in some of Stephen's films. And Indiana Jones isn't the only character that is in the back catalog of creations of Stephen who had an interesting taste for younger individuals. Now, when society or movie lovers hear that, there's a percentage of people that will be like, okay, it's only 15. You know, because that is passive conditioning. What if Indiana Jones had been a nursery teacher? You think the movie would have been as good or people would have wanted it? No. There was a very famous scene at the start of Indiana Jones where the girl blinks her eyes and she has love you on her eyelids. And obviously they're on her eyes. So I love you. Go and have a little in the morning or when you get some time to yourself, Google Stephen Hollywood conspiracies and just go over the top level of it. If you don't find anything, Google PDF files in Spielberg films. Allegedly. Not allegedly. You'll see. It's all facts. We're not making things up here. Okay. Some of this is open to interpretation, but you'll see. And when we go through this series, there's one person who I want everyone to just see the face of. And we're going to get deep into what happened on the set of Poltergeist, what happened to this little girl, what the public were told, what the medical records show. And we're going to start linking cases where children seem to have a pattern of leaving this planet too soon in a very similar way that is horrifying. And it's almost like the cases that we're going to look at before the internet, the brutality is at a different level. News spreads too fast now for child stars and brutality of this level to exist. When it comes to them not existing anymore, it definitely, allegedly, takes place. But to the point where a public figure could no longer exist, I don't think so. Thousands of other children, 100%. The faceless, the nameless, the displaced, the homeless, the offerings. I imagine their numbers have increased greatly. Because up until this point, up until a few voices that have spoken the truth, it's been goddamn open season, baby. On the children of Hollywood, the child stars, film, TV, music. History destined to repeat itself over and over until we wake up and take back the control from these faceless monsters. And we're going to start with Diddy, his friends, and we're going to move into Hollywood, and we're going to just connect some dots. I'm going to push out this narrative. Now, give me a second. I just need to tell the boss. Yeah, perfect. Yes. Perfect. Okay, we're going 10 more minutes. So what I think we'll do for those 10 minutes is give me who stood out for you. I don't mean necessarily with Diddy, but was there ever any names when you were growing up? Was there any stories that stuck in there? Drew Barrymore. Oh my word. Drew Barrymore done a movie called E.T. He was six. Tell me why a six-year-old ends up in rehab, okay? And trying to make it. Have you seen the footage of her mum? Drew Barrymore's mum. Madness. Now, Christian Bale is another one who we're going to have some stories to tell about when he was a very young boy and in the hands of this director and his stunt double. His stunt double, who was a enthusiastic, excited child actor, who after filming with the director in name and on subject here, never ever ever wanted anything to do with Hollywood acting ever again. Got a big check though. Oh my God, that is another one. The era of River Phoenix and the two Coreys, I think that was probably the final era of open season on the celebrity younglings to the extent that it was back then. News travels too fast now. And I almost feel like back then it wasn't necessarily all done for the control. It was done to facilitate the monstrous needs as well. And it was a continuous thing. Whereas I feel now they get what they need on film and then they resort to fodder for true destructive rituals. There we go. But yeah, River Phoenix, I was so sad. The two Coreys, so sad. Everything that went on in goddamn Nickelodeon. I don't know if any of you have deep dived into that, but we will be touching on it. Now, Vagabond Life has just talked about a certain type of movie, right? Begins with an S, ends in Nuff. I think there is a massive, massive, and I mean massive community for that type of underground material from maybe a ritualistic level that is so tightly controlled. Okay, now when I say tightly controlled, I've known PDF communities on the dark web that will literally take identification from you so that if you try and rat them out, they've got you, right? So trust me, people will give up a lot to facilitate their twisted wants. And I've got multiple theories involving VHS tapes and Polaroids and no digitization of anything. So it gets real dark. And I can tell you a story about a man who hung out in the Netherlands and somebody who seen something happening behind a door and he tried to tell the world about it. And if it just, you know, if it just doesn't, people can't process it. They can't think of elites on boats leaving Amsterdam doing things to children until they no longer exist and then putting them over the edge in international water for the crustaceans to deal with. Do you know how mental it is? Do you know if you go so far off the shore of your nation, you're in international waters, right? Do you know how mental the laws for international water, do you know how mental international water is? And if you've got a massive big boat mega yacht and you bugger off, no one's asking questions, mate. No one. You know how much cargo is taken on a ship for on a yacht or a super yacht? Big boxes and cargo and all this stuff. Like, just box them up. Take them in. Out to sea. It's a madness. Lilith, yeah, sorry. I do repeat myself a lot. If you were here years ago, a lot of this will be old news to you. But we've got a new audience, and I've got to say some stuff that I've said before. Oh my God, the troll! Wedger and I done a deep dive into the troll, and he's another one that. If he'd been in Hollywood, if Dutroux had been somebody who was in Hollywood and all of that had played out the way it did, it would have been another key moment like a Diddy where we could have seen some cards being pulled out from the stack because his connections and everything that went on was disgusting. And you got to understand, facilitating the wants of people who want to see people ended is way more likely to be facilitated by a lot of these people, the elitists or whatever, via VHS tape or recordings, because bodies are bodies, you know, abuse and rituals and all of this stuff. If they wanted to just, you know, do that 3-4 times a day to gratify themselves and they've got, you know, 120 kid bodies a month, that all adds up and becomes noticeable. And when we look at just how depraved the human mind is, we have to assume that there is someone out there facilitating the content that these people would use for that horrible, unthinkable gratification. If anybody wants a movie, right? A movie, Hollywood movie, ironic. Watch 8mm. There's a movie called 8mm with Nicolas Cage that really puts in perspective the reality of those types of films and the depravity of humanity in a way that I've never seen before in a movie. And I wholly, wholly suggest, after Sean has finished his show, if you've nothing happening, if there's nothing else happening here, go and watch that. It will ruin your night completely. Another thing you can do at any point, of course, if you want to ruin your evening, before I bring out the next edit and the next part, Hope Dies Here, my documentary, is on my website, projectrook.com. You can follow me on X as well, which I will post right now. And if any of you would like to come and join my Discord, I want to sort of start introducing a phone-in segment of this where people can come and join the Discord and through the voice chat in that, be able to give their opinions and say what they think and be part of all this, because it's one thing sitting here and waffling away. It's another thing sitting reading headlines. And it's another thing when content is put out that's had a lot more, you know, research and things like that put into it and editing and all of that. But you guys are the reason all of this happens. And I really want as many of you to have the option to come on and have a couple of minutes and say what they think or get involved in the discussions, even if you disagree with the theories we're talking about. So please come and join the Discord. I've just posted the link. And stay tuned for the wonderful Mr. Atwood, who will be with you in roughly 1 minute. I'm going to be hopping on Discord and having a chat in voice chat after this. And then once Sean is finished, there may be more. But thank you for being here. Thank you for embracing my little series. You can see the logo's changed. So Sean said that when I'm doing stuff that isn't, you know, it's not out, he's got Atwood Unleashed, he's got the podcast. So he said that I can use my logo. So if you see my logo in thumbnails and things like that, you know it's going to be me. If you see the other logo, Sean's podcast and Unleashed, you'll know that it's going to be Sean, because I know a lot of you enjoy Sean and some of you enjoy me, and I want to make sure everyone knows what we're doing. I talk too slowly. Do you know what it is? I'm so sorry. Like, it's been one of those nights. I'll be honest with you. It's been one of those nights. It's been a long week. So if I have talked slowly, I do apologize. Sometimes the ADHD and the spectruminess, I get these like moments of where my brain just goes totally blank for like 2 seconds and I have to pause and then it reboots again. So apologies to any new viewers who don't know how quirky my little brain is. So listen, thank you all for being here. Go and check in with Sean now. You will be pushed across. And I just want to say thanks again. You guys make this possible for me. I appreciate it so much. See you in the next one.